Well, Merry Christmas. You're listening to the Naked Scientists Christmas Festive Special with me, Chris Smith, and with Kat Arney and with Dave Ansell.
Coming up, you've heard of the 12 Days of Christmas. Now meet the ocean equivalent. We've got a selection from the 12 Marine Critters of Christmas, including unusual fish with a built-in invisible searchlight.
And shaken, not stirred. Is there any chemical basis behind James Bond's particular penchant for the way that he likes his martinis? The chemistry of cocktails is on the way.
I can't wait for that. But first, it is time for this week's episode of Planet Earth. Now, it's been a sub-zero this week in the UK, so we're taking you to one of the hottest places on Earth, the Afar Depression, and that's a region of the Sahara Desert on the Ethiopian border. But it also contains a series of rifts that are slowly ripping the African continent apart to form a new ocean. And that's what makes it a dream destination for geologists like Oxford University's Dr. David Ferguson, who explained to Sue Nelson the Afar Depression. Appeal.
Well, Afar is geologically is a fascinating place because it's one of the few places on the Earth's surface where we can see the continental crust, and that's the rocky outer shell of the Earth that we live on. We can see it being ripped apart by the movement of tectonic plates, and hot magma from the Earth's mantle, which is the region below the crust, wells up to fill the gap and creates a new ocean basin.
How long have geologists known about this particular region?
So the first geologists to visit Afar were probably there during the 1960s and the 1970s, and it was recognised at this point that it was an exceptional place to understand how plate tectonics work. Unfortunately, due to the independence war between Eritrea and Ethiopia, we haven't really been able to visit the area for decades, so it's only in the last 10 years or so that scientists have been able to get back into Afar and been able to study in detail the processes that are going on there.
Before we go into the processes themselves, you've brought a couple of rocks here. Describe to me and to us what this surface, this area of this rocky, remote place looks like.
So in this bag, we have a piece of basaltic lava. This is one of the most common rocks on Earth, actually, and this is one of the newest rocks on Earth. This is just approaching its first birthday. This piece of the Earth's surface was underground a year ago.
And it's almost like a hard, black, grey piece of sponge.
Yeah,
very
so it's full of holes. So these were all the gas bubbles that escaped. It's quite spiky because it flowed across the surface, and it's still young enough to preserve all these spiky bits. And if you look carefully, you can see it's full of shiny crystals, large white, kind of glassy-looking crystals.
Oh, yes.
And these grew underground in a magma chamber where this lava was stored before it erupted. This other, we have another piece of rock here, which is very different. There's no bubbles in this. And this is a piece of volcanic glass.
Very shiny.
It's incredibly shiny.
Almost looks like black marble.
Yep, it's very heavy, and it's composed almost just entirely of glass.
Let me just feel a bit. It's like the size of a bag of sugar, this bit. And actually feels pretty much, probably a bit heavier than a bag of sugar as well.
And the difference between these two really is their chemistry. And this magma was so viscous that the crystals that we see in this lava weren't able to grow. And so it's just solidified into a chunk of glass, really.
Now, this great big rift, you say it's an ocean-forming rift. Does that mean in the foreseeable future that the area, this part of Ethiopia that you're looking at, will be covered in sea in, I don't know, thousands, hundreds of thousands of years' time?
Yes, the crust that forms Ethiopia is being slowly stretched apart at about 20 millimetres a year, for instance. However, right now in Afar, that process within the last 5 years has speeded up dramatically, and it's moved approximately a metre a year within the last, or 2 metres a year even within the last 5 years. We think this probably goes in stops and starts. And so at the average speed of maybe 20 millimetres a year, if this continues for 10 million years, for instance, then we would probably see a new ocean basin in Afar.
How normal is this for a geologist to actually see this taking place?
It's incredible. It's pretty much a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Tectonic plates move very slowly, and it's not common that we get a chance to witness a kind of furious stage of activity. One other well-documented phase, which was in Iceland in the 1970s. But apart from that, this is a very rare occurrence. And we think in this part of Afar, it probably happens every 400 to 500 years.
So how often do you get to go out there? Because I know from reading, you kept a blog at one stage that you had this hot date with a volcano. So how likely are you to go out there? Or do you go out there as soon as you hear that there's activity? Is it like being like a fireman on call, or the geologist equivalent of a fireman?
Yeah, a little bit. We're volcanologists on call. We go out for two reasons. We go out to collect rock samples from older lava flows to perform experiments on. But yes, as you say, when we hear that there's an eruption, we try and get out there as quick as we can because we want to collect samples and we want to actually witness these eruptions in progress if we can to learn a little bit about it. We're always ready to drop everything and run out if we get the opportunity.
And that was on-call volcanologist David Ferguson talking to Sue Nelson. You can download the latest Planet Earth podcast as well as find links to Planet Earth online on our website. That's thenakedscientist.com/planet-earth.
Lifting the lab coat on the world's best science. The Naked Scientists.